Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Strap yourselves in, people. I'm going on tour for the first time ever, and I am so here for it, bringing our wild and wonderful Glad We Had This Chat podcast to a venue near you, promising you an unforgettable night of unbridled honesty, unfiltered opinions, F-bombs and fearlessness. Come join me and a stellar lineup of special guests as we talk all things skincare and beauty, along with frank discussions about life's adventures, challenges, highlights and joys, with exclusive on-stage skincare demos, entertaining Q&As and a healthy dose of unscripted hilarity. This is Caroline Hirons, me, live and apparently on steroids. It's happening. Get your tickets now at carolinehirons.com and secure your spot.
Welcome back to Glad We Had This Chat, and welcome to our Season 2 special. Glad We Had This Chat takes New York. I mean, I can't go all the way to the Big Apple and not hit up my friends old and new, can I? So grab a brew, pull up a chair, or put your headphones on and go for a run. However you listen to your podcasts, stay tuned to find out who we meet up with stateside and what they have to say. My guest today is a hairstylist, a beautician, a television host, a two-time Emmy Award winner, one of the brilliant presenters of Queer Eye, and fortunately for me, someone I'm lucky enough to call a friend. It's the fantastic, wonderful, loving, brilliant Jonathan Van Ness.
Hi!
So, we've met numerous times, but we've never done this.
I can't, but my brain just broke. How many times have we met, Caroline?
This be
three. It's got to be eight.
It just feels like that to you.
No, but I came to your office at least
you came
thrice.
You've been twice. Twice. Yeah, three. I think it's the third time.
Because the coffee, you know that we talk about your
Lulu's coffee.
Yeah, Lulu's coffee. It's like my favorite.
It's still her favorite story. When you came out, you said, Lulu, I'm sorry, but could I please have another coffee again? And she went, oh, thanks, Jonathan. Yeah, okay.
But that is like the best. It's the, but I don't know what that, is that like a handmade machine? Is it like
no,
a British Keurig?
It's just like an espresso and she just whips things up for people. I don't know.
The love is in it though.
The love is in it,
but I'm so happy to see you in real life. Is that our first time seeing each other in America?
Yes.
How fun.
It is in New York.
Okay, I have a question, not to like start right off the bat.
Please go.
Okay, so obviously you know that I'm obsessed with the fact that you spent some time in Mississippi living there.
Yes, you are very obsessed with
that. We talk about it every time and I'm incomplete unless we do talk about it.
Okay.
So do you, like, I'm from the Midwest, so I come from Central Time Zone. I do feel like a little bit more plugged in the Central Time Zone. How do you feel when you come to American time, considering that you spent 5 to 10, right?
Yeah, 5 to 10 in the South.
So like, and that was kind of like, you know, they say your psyche's made from when you're 1 to 7. So some of your psyche was like literally made in Mississippi. So
I know.
How does your
body clock?
Yeah.
Good, my body clock.
Your circadian rhythm here feel
my
here.
Circadian rhythm is good in New York. I'm good here.
Is Mississippi on East Coast time or Central time?
I want to say it's the same as New York, isn't it? Yeah, I think it's the same.
It
as New
is?
York. Yeah, because it's down and over.
Well, it's crazy how like Michigan, like parts of Michigan have East Coast time because you would be, I'm like, I feel like that's so like far in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, the East Coast time is wide.
Yeah, earthy. No, I'm good. New York is good, but doing LA to London, the jet lag kills me. I can't.
There is something about LA to New York jet lag, especially. This isn't that funny. But I was like brainstorming things for my show. And I was like, my stand-up, and I was like, what is it about like 4 and 7 p.m.? Like 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. is just so different. Yeah. And like when someone calls me with like a JVN hair thing at like 7 o'clock East Coast time, but they're like maybe in LA still in work mode, I'm like, I'm already in my jammies.
Yeah. What do you want?
Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's literally 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
What? Get your 4:30 energy away from me.
Get your end of day hustle.
Yeah, like.
And take it home.
I'm already like an hour and a half deep into Fortnite with my fuzzies on, and I need you to get out of
my face. I love that you play Fortnite.
Do you?
No, of course I don't game.
Why?
Because I'm 55 years old.
I'm 37, and I don't think that precludes us. In fact, there is this granny gamer. No, there is this granny gamer who's like 70-something, and she is taking these little fuckers out.
That I can absolutely back.
She is showing these little shits on Twitch. No, this lady, like this granny gamer lady, she is that bitch. And that could be us. What you playing? That.
So Max is the gamer in the family. So Daniel games. I think Ben might do a bit, but Dad, Max is the main gamer.
Do they
gamer.
Do Fortnite?
I think so.
So Caroline, it's like a bonding thing. You should do it with him. Will you please try it this year once for me? Once. Have you ever sat down to try it once?
No.
I think that you should, I really think we grow when we're uncomfortable, and I don't know why this is coming on so strong for me. I see you playing with your nail, your body language is saying, I want to move on from the games.
No, I'm playing with my long nails because they're all going to be cut off when I get
back.
They look
so good. I love your
manicure. They're very Adele, aren't they?
It's also like the cranberry's gorgeous.
So when we went to Adele, to digress again, because we both have ADHD, please. So we'll just go. We were in a certain row and
really good seats.
She said she knew that the Londoners were sitting in that row because we were all doing the guns. And the English were like, we could have had it all. Fingers, we do the guns like Adele does. You know, Adele does this. It's we do the guns.
That's probably because you guys don't have to deal with them in your day-to-day lives as much. So it's like cute and like
it's not
quirky.
Offensive.
Whereas for us, we're just like.
It's not offensive. You can be like this in the street and be like, and you're not actually making a threat to someone.
We have this gay friend who we love named Adriel who invented this dance move that I'm obsessed with. And it's almost a hybrid. He calls it right angles. To the beat, it's like, we could have had it all. Or you can like double time it, but it's like, you can do it big, you can do it small. Okay. It's like right angles. Right angles always comes up for me.
Okay, great. Well, I was just doing guns.
Your guns.
I have no idea what we were talking about before we started.
We were talking about you playing
Mississippi,
Fortnite.
Playing Fortnite. Max,
why
Fortnite.
Can't you try it once?
I'll try it once.
Just try, it's like, it's really fun.
Okay.
Do you even know the premise of it?
No. It does nothing for me. I see Max playing all these things. I'm going to FaceTime Max and see if he plays Fortnite because I can't remember.
If I gave you a 30-second recap of the premise of my favorite Fortnite game, would you listen or would you just
I'm listening.
Okay.
If Max answers, though, we're going to have to.
Ooh. I want to give it a God's honest pitch, but I want you to be like in an open place.
If he doesn't answer this call, he's going to be absolutely.
Because you're a literal expert. And so I just know that like when experts get their like ideas, it's hard to move them. So I need you to be in a receptive place. When it comes, this is outrageous.
This is me trying to call my kids.
No respect.
No
respect.
Answer the phone to your mother.
And all the people who have just literally make their lives possible.
Literally. Daniel, let's see. Daniel will know. Daniel will know. Let's see.
Tell these kids to bugger off. That's what I think about it.
Ah, Daniel will always answer the phone. Hey, babe.
I'm in the cottage. What's up?
Where?
I'm with JVN.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Does Max play Fortnite?
Yes.
He does play Fortnite. Do you play Fortnite? He wants to know.
No, I used to for a while, but now not really anymore. Why?
I'm just checking because Jonathan is trying to persuade me to play Fortnite. You know, babe, don't let me with JVN interrupt what you're doing. Please carry on.
No, Mom. Because Steve is asleep.
I know, I get that.
Who's Steve?
All right, I'll go. I was just checking if Max played Fortnite.
Can I call you back?
Oh, no, we're filming the podcast. I thought it would be quite a fun interlude, and now it's taking far too much time. So I love you. Thank you. What is Max's main game, though? What does he play all the time?
At the moment, the new Call of Duty.
Oh, everyone really likes that.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go. Love you. Mwah.
I can't believe this moment's been...
Darling, don't worry. We love you.
I will forever think of what could have been.
Love you. Bye.
Okay, so there's this island, and there's this bus, and the bus drops 99 people off from all over the world. Mm-hmm. Like, there's literally people playing all the time from all over the world, and, like, per game, there's, like, 99 people. Mm-hmm. So you basically get dropped on this island, and you have to, like, go gather as many, like, guns and, like, there's, like, guns, Shield Health, and then like things that help you move around faster. So like you can hold like 5 things at a time and you just try to kill everybody. So it's like the last person standing wins. But in the island, there's this thing called the circle. And if you're outside the circle, there's like this acid rain and you die. Like it takes away your health and stuff. So like you
can. Why is it called Fortnite?
Because it's based off of this like comic book.
If they called it menopausal rage, I'd be in.
You can express your menopausal rage on fucking Fortnite.
But I don't really need to because now I'm postmenopausal. I'm on fucking great HRT and I'm happy all the time.
I just did an episode about getting curious about menopause. It hasn't come out yet, but I just learned about it and I learned all about HRT. Mm-hmm. And for it, and people, because you know what I learned from this like cool British Louise. Do you know Dr. Louise Newson?
Yeah.
I literally had her on Getting Curious. And she was, you know the thing she taught me about menopause that I didn't know that I think is so interesting? Mm-hmm. She's like, when people say like, oh, I just got to get through menopause. And I was like, oh, I have heard that. And she's like, but you never get out of
it. You don't get out of it. You're
like,
in forever, it.
You just got to like get on your fucking you're HRT.
Get on your HRT.
Yes.
Ride that HRT.
I love how you guys say H.
H.
You guys say H like HRT. It's spelled A-I-T-C-H.
It is.
But H is really just spelled H, darling.
Like what? Like how would you spell H?
H. Like that's like
but
the only letter.
A-I-T, it's H.
The letter H is not spelled A-I-T-C-H, darling. It's just H.
I say H-R-T.
You guys really do. Oh, yeah, it's kind of H-A-I-T-C-H.
Okay.
When you think about it. Where's my accent from, do you think?
Somewhere, but it's not anywhere in England.
It's not?
No.
It's too all over the... No, it's too all over the place still.
Do you know what it is? It's giving Dick Van Dyke.
Shit, that's what Mark
Mary
says.
Mary Poppins.
No! No!
No, it's not as bad as who was the guy in Ocean's 11 who pretended to be the black guy and he talks like that. All right, brother. And you're like, oh my God, this is atrocious.
A Quite Short Mind's like really not that good. I feel like it's pretty
really
good.
Not that good.
Shit.
I feel like my Southern would be better than your English.
Well, that's not fair because you lived there in your formative years. If I had lived in London from the time I was 5 to 10, I'd probably come out here with like a banging British accent.
You would. You'd be like Adele. Right,
but that Southern accent was really good.
Thanks.
Not Bernie Mac, is it?
No, Bernie Mac's brilliant. The other one.
I like the one with all the girls.
Ocean's 8.
Yeah, that's my more fave.
You would.
I love Sandy.
Lesbian. But she's explained the whole world to me. Of what type of lesbian I am.
Oh, which would be lipstick.
No.
Oh, what are you?
I don't do skirts and dresses.
Oh, so are you like soft butch?
I made a new name for her.
Which is?
Lip balm.
Ooh.
I'm not a chapstick.
Not lipstick.
But I would drive a fucking truck through a man, so yeah.
Ah, if I was a lesbian, I think I'd be like a full diva glam lesbian.
You'd be full diva glam lesbian.
Yeah.
I can do full glam. I'm not wearing skirts and dresses.
Oh my God, I would have so much fun if I was like a full glam lesbian.
This is not where I expected this to go.
Oh my God, that would just be like major.
Half the time
I just love gay people. Whatever type of gay
half
person.
Half the time I think.
Or queer.
I'm a gay man trapped in a woman's body. Because I like men, but I am masculine, but I'm not a lesbian.
Yeah, I also.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I also love your volume of your hair.
Yeah. I mean, I have
which also comes up for me as like a gay man because I feel like we also like volume.
I have to have big hair. If my hair's flat, just tap me out. I'm going to put it in a bun and make it big in a bun.
Oh, yes. Okay, I'll make a note of that for tomorrow.
Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Higher the hair, closer to God.
Okay. We're going to go big.
Hair.
Okay, do it. We're doing it.
We're talking about absolutely nothing that makes any sense as always, which I love.
Okay. Where do we want?
We started with glad we had this chat, but I started with how are you? What's happening? And then I don't even know what happened. It went from there.
Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle. She's also dyslexic. The dyslexic lesbian.
It's like, that's a good podcast.
Dyslexic, deaf, and gay.
Don Cheadle. That is going to be my favorite. Don Cheadle.
That is a great podcast. Look, I'm great. I am. When I say great, I mean that loosely.
Yeah. It's been a lot.
Yeah.
We've had a year.
Yeah, we've had a year, but we are optimistic. We're excited for what's ahead. We won the women's Olympic team gymnastics final this year, which was great.
Amazing.
Simone really gave it to us this year. Really, Suni Lee gave it to us this year.
Ilona actually has made like rugby. Oh my god, whole she put thing. Rugby in
there. But I literally, like, not to name drop, but I met Suni Lee at Heidi Klum's Halloween party. Couple
and
weeks
how
ago.
Did you cope? I'll just pick those names up.
This
for
is
you
what
off
I did.
Floor.
This is what I did.
What did you dress like?
I was Samantha from Bewitched.
Oh.
And Mark was Endora.
Oh, I did. It was brilliant.
Did you like it?
It was brilliant. It took hours. It was phenomenal.
I shaved my whole face.
And I was like, this looks familiar. And I grew up watching. I got home from school in Mississippi and it would be Brady Bunch, Bewitched, Bewitched, Brady Bunch in that order. They were on two episodes. So I'd watch all four episodes. That would take me 2 hours-ish and then my dinner would be ready.
You know what my Nick at Night was? It was I Dream of Jeannie, Bewitched, yes. Munsters.
Oh, that was my lineup. All of that.
So good.
So nostalgic.
Yes, so good. I love Bewitched, and Mark loves Bewitched. Marky always likes to explore his like inner woman for Halloween, so he always likes to be.
Yeah, because Mark isn't a heels and a dress man.
No, but on Halloween, he's like, I want to be Ab Fab. I want to be Endora. I want a wig. I want heels. He wants face tape.
So you were Samantha and Endora.
Yes, and we were so cute, and we had so much
it
fun.
It was phenomenal. I mean, Heidi Klum, how? That fucking
I met Nicole Scherzinger right before we all found out she was a Republican. It was... Like, it was like...
Now, do we think she's a Republican? Because...
Girl, you're not liking... I am sorry.
She liked the hat from Russell Brand number one. That was my red flag.
It's really...
Is anyone in the US really believing that Russell Brand has found Jesus? Because I tell you this now, there is not one fucking person in the UK who believes this fucking piece of shit has found God.
Look, I look like... I like to make this joke in my show. I look like a 17th century Italian Jesus.
You really do.
And I also grew up in ultra-conservative Christian spaces.
Yeah.
And the idea of a born-again Christian or someone who's found Jesus is really pervasive.
Yep.
It's really powerful. You know, being forgiven for all of your stuff and like letting that old person go. This is like a really powerful idea.
Shit.
It's a really powerful idea. And, you know...
But it's not big in the UK, and we do not believe you, Russell.
Here's the scary thing about America, though. Not to keep talking about my podcast, but I did an episode of my podcast on, like, environmentalism and faith, and it was called, like, Can Faith Move Mountains? And I interviewed this scientist called Dr. Chongyalpa, Dakila Chongyalpa. And I hope that name is right, but I'm pretty sure it is. But 80% of people in the United States identify strongly with a faith or their religion.
Yeah.
So whether that's Christian, Jewish, Muslim, whatever it is. But like most people strongly identify. So it's a very powerful, as evidenced by the fact that I think, you know, not everybody that voted for Donald Trump, but I think that a lot of people that voted for Donald Trump did so because they literally think that he was sent by Jesus to save America.
I can't.
And really wholeheartedly do believe this. And so much so that I've been thinking about lately, like, is that what my lane is on TikTok to try to reach out to like some of these people? Because I don't really strongly identify with the faith now, but the faith that I was raised in and the Christian faith and community that I was surrounded by really did teach like that people saying that they were sent by God or were ordained by God, things that like, you know, Trump has really alluded to and used like, it's like the false idolatry. Like we are literally have been warned about this. And
thou shalt not worship any other gods.
Yeah, there's just like a lot of red flags for someone who's like raised in these spaces.
Yeah.
Like I think the pastors and the preachers in the United States need to tend to their flock because their flock is literally...
Their flock is flocking away.
They're flocking away. And, you know, it's not the trans women that are the thing to the flock. It's actually like the men beating up the women and abusing them in every sort of different way. Well, a lot of them did, but...
You know?
52% white women voted for fucking Donald Trump.
And I cannot get my head... around it.
Well, I'll tell you this much.
I don't know any.
The chunkier highlights, the better. Okay. I'm thinking that the girls in the United, we need to get some chunky highlights back out of here. We need some piano key highlights. It's giving me Kelly Clarkson Breakaway. I think we need to make bad hair great again because I want Eon Flux. Like I want to talk to your manager, Concave Bobs, on these ladies again. We need to make, well, actually, what am I talking about?
So
that is how they wear
so
their
that
hair.
We know
they
who we're looking at. I can't. Two things. The Russell Brand thing.
You were still there.
No one in the UK believes him. And the comment section is along the lines of...
He follows me on Instagram.
Good. The comment
section... But isn't that scary? Like, why?
Yes. Yes. The comment section is things like, isn't it funny how you found Jesus straight after the authorities found you? We all know what he's doing, right? And I had an hour of Bible every day at school in Mississippi. So I went to a Baptist school. I know the Bible inside out, so don't try and put it on me, Russell Brand. Do not. And it's so transparent to anyone in the UK. There's not one person I know who thinks Russell Brand is on the up and up.
You sound like my husband.
He's a prick.
Yeah.
He's a fucking prick.
But the cancel to conservative pipeline is a, or excuse me.
Oh, when he got down on his knees and prayed next to the dick Fox News host.
I remember seeing comments where people were like, oh, I bet he's going to become like a Catholic conservative commentator now, like the conservative or the cancel to conservative pipeline. And I was like, oh, how dare, I would never. Here's another shameful thing that we should probably X out. Okay. And I feel like it's not going to land very well with you.
I don't care. Go. What's not going to land with me?
I am physically
attracted to Russell Brand. How did I know?
I hate myself for it.
How did I know?
I have to work on it in therapy. Like, that's another big bit in my, like, show. Like, there's certain Republicans who, like, I'm physically attracted to that it makes me really sad. Mm. I really do have to work on it in therapy. I think it's because they remind me of, like, you know, like, your dad's hot friend.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. But Mark is cuter than me.
No, I mean, my husband is like, I didn't mean no notes. But he kind of gives me that too. Like, yeah. My husband does, you know? He's more of like your older brother's cute friend.
Who would wear like a lumberjack shirt in the woods.
My breasts so big and milky. Yeah, my lower back hurts, you know? Because like, anytime someone talks about my husband, I'm like, oh my God, I'm lactating. He's so cute.
I'm lactating. I can't. Yeah.
When it comes to healthy skin, collagen is queen. It's basically the scaffolding that keeps your skin firm, bouncy, and hydrated. And if you're wondering if you really need a collagen supplement, the answer is yes, especially if you're over 25 and gravity has started doing its thing. Sadly, collagen drops off a cliff as we age. How rude. But Ancient and Brave's True Collagen is a fantastic way to give your skin its mojo back. Exceptional quality and ethically produced, True Collagen contains highly absorbable collagen peptides and is scientifically shown to support skin elasticity, hydration, and firmness. Just one scoop a day is a simple way to nourish your skin and body from within. It's tasteless. No, really, it's really tasteless, guys. Dissolves like a dream and will not ruin your morning cuppa. Glowing skin, stronger nails, and hair that actually behaves itself? Yes, please. Ancient and Brave are proud members of 1% for the Planet, meaning that 1% of their sale goes directly to environmental causes that protect our planet. Every time you buy from Ancient and Brave, you're not just investing in your well-being, you're contributing to a healthier planet too. To experience True Collagen for yourself, visit ancientandbrave.earth/planet and use Caroline for 20% off your first order.
Here we are, folks. The most insanely efficacious, sensorial, luxurious cleansing balm in the world has landed. I don't need to tell you what it takes to put my name to a cleansing balm, and this one had one mother of a brief. The Skin Rocks Cleansing Balm is the best balm ever created, and one I would choose every single time over anything I've ever used. 5 roller coaster years of fearless ambition, sky-high expectation, tears, triumphs, and F-bombs. No pressure then. But what a result. Undoubtedly my most anticipated product, this was by far the hardest to make. The texture and crunch that took 4 years to perfect, its ability to decimate literally everything on your face, the R in a jar scent, the paperweight heavy hot pink glass, I mean literally everything I adore in a cleanser has been distilled into one glorious jar and it is absolutely spectacular. Transforming from a solid balm to a rich replenishing oil, this barrier nourishing balm is formulated with the same innovative lipid advanced complex as the support oil to deliver supreme skin barrier support and help improve skin firmness, elasticity and hydration. There is simply nothing like it. It's £55, it's ready and waiting, and there is no dupe.
Where are we at with JVN hair? Please tell us, because I saw you in Sephora, I see you in Space NK.
We have our first newness, and you know what I'm excited about it? It's our first newness, and it's our first newness that we've ever done in our history where it's like a global launch at the same time. It used to be that like it would come out in the UK like 6 months later, and it took us a while to like, but we're launching in all of our locations simultaneously this December and January, which I'm really excited for. Our Undamaged line got queer-eyed, except for not the formula, but the packaging. So the formula is the same, but we have that. And then we actually have like a new product that's coming into that new family, which I'm so excited about. It's the newness we've been working on for over 2 years. It's a really cool product. And I'm excited for people to get to try it. I'm excited that we get to launch it.
And you're still enjoying it.
I Good. Love it.
Good.
And I've been in the salon more often, like making content in the salon, and I've just become, I feel like the first few years of, you know, JV and hair, it was like, I kind of did what people told me to do.
Yeah.
And now I've been able to kind of get in there and like, I get to be way more in things that I didn't Perfection. Even know that what you were want. Going on.
Now you're in it.
Yes, we're in it.
You're not just in front of it. You're in
yes.
it.
Yes. And I was great. In it formulaically, like with our formulas course, and like, and like, it's really more of just like the operational things that we were never in. Like we never could like source our, like source this from here or source that from there. Like now it's like, I know operationally, like, where is these products coming from? Where are these pumps coming from? Where, what factory are we using?
Totally What's, different now, which is great because I think when it, when obviously the whole thing was Biossance and Rose Inc. And I was like, what's happening with JV and hair? That can't go. That's too new. That can't go.
It was touch and go. It was touch and go there for a minute. December last year was really rough.
Yeah, you had the best year.
Yeah.
But
that was last
it's
year.
It's done.
Yes, it's done and we're good.
And we're out and it's golden. What is happening with Queer Eye? Are we doing more?
We filmed in Las Vegas this year, which was such an experience.
Okay, we have to talk about Vegas.
That's coming out December 11th on Netflix. So excited for it. So excited for people to meet Jeremiah. I had some major firsts in the hair care department, or just in the hair department. I did our first like hair piece. Like we did a full on hair piece major this year. But it was fun, you know. I mean, it's so interesting having done this show pre-COVID and post-COVID.
Yeah.
And I definitely think that our heroes in Vegas, like just Vegas people are like such a unique people because it is about a show. It is about a culture. It is about really getting up and showing up for other people all the time because it's like a very like hospitality driven place.
It is hospitality.
And so I feel like especially our heroes this season more than ever, like really needed to be heard. Like, cause they don't ever get to be, it's like, it's just never really about them in Vegas. And I think for these heroes getting to be the center of someone's universe and for them getting to tell their story, I think is really special. And I just like was full sending these makeovers. Like I used to try to do like little baby ear ones and like, let's like embrace our beauty and stuff. But this time I was like,
you're in Vegas.
Yeah. Let's fucking go big. So we did some biggies this year.
How did you find Vegas? How long were you there for?
We were there from like the end of March to June.
Oh no, I could not have done that.
So I was there. So I was there like for 3 days. All of April, all of May. All of April, all of May. I became obsessed with crab legs.
Oh my God.
Loved the people. Mark said I was going to get gout because I was like pulling full Bethany Frankels and like ordering crab legs in plastic bags, like to our Airbnb and just like eating fucking bags of crab legs, like 3 nights a week. Just like so much butter, so much oil, so much crab legs.
Oh my God.
I just really fell in love with that. I didn't know I was going to, but I was living for the pool parties. I was living for the gambling. I was living for the shopping.
I didn't know that Vegas.
I was obsessed.
I didn't know that Vegas was like it is. I thought it was huge hotels and huge casinos, not huge hotels with huge casinos inside them.
Yes.
So you go to the Bellagio and it's like Covent Garden. It's fucking huge. It's
and
huge.
Food everywhere.
Food everywhere. I mean, the food wasn't great at the Bellagio. I've got to say, we went to Spago.
Oh, girl, then you didn't. The Bellagio, let me tell you about the Bellagio. It's all about their chicken fingers. The Bellagio is for the chicken fingers. Yeah. That's what you go over there for. The win is all about, you can't really do this because you can't do shellfish, but
no.
At Lakeside, this is where my, this is where
me.
My, my crab legs obsession started because they at Lakeside, they serve their crab legs like out of the shell in this like big ramekin and they serve it with this like butter dipping sauce with like paprika that you can add to your own spice level. Oof. I'm getting wet just thinking about it. It was the best dinner
I can appreciate it from afar. Because I ate it until I was like 40-ish, yeah, and then I got an allergy.
And then all of a sudden your throat just started swelling shut?
No, I looked like Will Smith and Hitch. It was like borderline going to the emergency room.
Can you like do like a pre-anaphylactic shock thing?
Well, every time I travel with BFD over here, she's obsessed with prawns. So wherever we go, she sees prawns, crayfish, and she just orders it, whether it's fried.
Do you like oysters?
No.
I'm into oysters.
She loves a prawn. So she'll go, boss, can I have the... And I'm like, just get it. I don't live vicariously through you. It's fine.
I don't like it when the raw, like, prawns, like the cocktail shrimp. I don't like when they have, like, the shit tube. That grosses me out.
You should just pull it out. It's fine. They shouldn't have been cooked with that in. You can pull it out.
But I was like, why is that in there when I'm trying to dip this in cocktail sauce? Like, I don't want to see that back there. But,
like, deep fried. And yum, garlic yum. Fried and...
Yum, yum.
Oh, my God. I could do the test again to see if I'm still allergic. If I could eat those again before I die.
Maybe it'll happen.
Well, if I know I'm dying, I'll eat them. Then I'll
because it doesn't matter. Yeah, you're so right. But Vegas was really fun. We had so much fun together. Jeremiah was like such a gorgeous, like...
Jeremiah just seems like a beautiful person.
Beautiful person physically and also mentally, yeah, emotionally. Just like really fun to be around.
His beautiful and his kids are
They're
beautiful.
They're so cute.
The whole thing is just a whole plethora of cuteness.
Do you know what Jared did when we were in Vegas? He took me to this upscale, like, consignment, like, resale store. And you know, like, when you think that there's something that you've always wanted that's really expensive, mm-hmm, and it's, like, kind of just, like, plaguing you because you're like, oh, it's expensive. Like, so I was like that with the Kelly. Like, I always thought I needed a Kelly because I was, yeah, like, it's crossbody. I just always thought that I really needed that for, like, my purse collection to, like, be complete so that I could, like, sleep at night. But he took me to this place to try on the Kelly, and I tried it on because they had all these, like, Birkins and Kellys, like, real ones, too. Like, this consignment, mm-hmm, shop's, like, next level. But it hit me like right under my nipple and it wasn't even cute. And the straps like aren't nearly long enough for my 6 foot tall body. And so he helped me like arrest and put to sleep this idea that I needed a
You're
Kelly.
A Birkin girl.
And he literally saved me like probably like $8,000 to $12,000.
Yes. You're not a Kelly girl. You're a Birkin girl.
It's not
girl.
Me. It's not functional enough.
It's too squared and it's like an iPad with a handle.
Yeah, because I love to just take my Birkin and I just been fucking just
when
throw
you
it around.
First walked through the door at the office in that with that Birkin, it's like the size of a suitcase, and I went, yes.
Was it my brown one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that brown.
Huge.
One. Yeah.
Like a 40. It was
yeah,
a 40.
Like a, yeah, I got a brown. She's like, and then I got like a tan, like my big girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to just fucking go in on my big girls.
So, Queer Eye's done and coming out.
It's coming out.
JVN is done and is brilliantly flying and all good.
Well,
and
we can always use your support. You know, we can always use your support.
Always.
But we're good. I mean, Space NK, the UK is like such a gorgeous market for us and people have been so supportive there.
Yeah. They love you.
I love them. But Queer Eye's December 11th, season 9. I hope we get to keep doing it.
Season
I want people
nine.
To watch it.
How many seasons have you done now?
This was 9.
9?
I've done 9. This was Jared's first. It was my 9th.
Shit.
Not including Japan.
Why did I think it was like 5 or 6? It's just because the time goes too quick.
I think it's because we also like, they'll split a city between 2 seasons. So like Atlanta was 2 seasons.
Mm.
And then like Kansas City was 2 seasons.
Georgia,
and then,
you did Atlanta.
Yeah, that was like the first 2. Yeah. Then it was Kansas City was 3, 4. Then it was Japan. Then it was Philly, which was 1 season. And then
wow.
Austin was 1 season.
Wow.
And then New Orleans was 2 seasons. So 3 of our cities, we've like had double seasons.
Okay, so I'm right in the right way.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
But that's all... up and running and going and brilliant.
Yeah, but
you
never find out on Netflix if you're going to get picked up again until like a month after you're... so you never know.
Surely,
but,
though.
But hopefully
surely.
We can. Well, no, I mean, here's the thing about Netflix. You only get renewed if it performs.
Of course.
So you can never get too comfortable and hopefully people still want to watch what we do. And I am just so... like so lucky that we get to do what we get to do. Mm-hmm. And the people this year I loved so much. And I love that we get to do it. So hopefully we get to keep doing it more.
And your own podcasts.
Getting curious.
And
pretty
you've
curious.
Got like 2?
Yeah, I mean, technically there's like...
But there's whatever. More.
Getting Curious is like my main baby.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've had her since 2015, like 300 something episodes. But then I do my beauty one on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
That's Pretty Curious. And it's like different feeds. So Pretty Curious is Mondays. Getting Curious is Wednesdays. And then Ask JVN is giving my like... It's like I've had it. It's like me and the senior producer of Getting Curious, who we were together for 10,000 years. We met in LaGuardia in 2015. Their name is Chris. I love them so much. They're fucking hilarious. And we just kind of gab about our TikTok, our lives, the BTS of Getting Curious. And it started off as like a sex Q&A show, but now it's evolved to like me and Chris just gabbing. And by the time we get to the sex questions, it's usually time to go.
A sex Q&A.
It's fun.
My God.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Today we were Well, today's question was interesting. We do one today where this person was like, when I masturbate, I come too fast. And I was like, how? Like, you're literally... And then they're like, how do I not come so fast? And I'm just like, I don't know, pinch your clit slower.
Oh!
Like, I don't know how vaginas work, but like, just do it less or slower or something, or make it not
feel
good so
fast. It's an odd question to ask a stranger.
I was like, well, or just someone who, like, I don't know how that works.
I don't.
Like, with my, for me, it would just
like,
go
woman?
Slower. Yeah.
Well, she could just have another one.
Well, I mean, you guys can't just going. Be like rifling them out over and over and over. You'll get a rash.
No, you can just keep going.
Bug burn.
Yeah.
No, really? Everyone's just like, be like, no. See, I didn't know. I cannot imagine having a vagina. How exciting. Although, can I tell you, in sixth grade, I had this nightmare this one time. I had this nightmare in sixth grade where I saw myself in a ballet class and I was doing pliés and I was naked. And when I went to the bottom of my plié, my like scrotum like separated and the inside of it was a peach. And for years after that, like all the time I'd be like, ah! Oh, okay. Yeah. That's definitely a dream.
It wasn't real,
but I still like worry about that. Isn't it? Like I still talk about it. I'm 37. That was like in sixth grade.
Your scrotum splitting into a peach.
Yeah, but it doesn't do that. Just so you know.
Okay. Well, that would be a concern.
Should you do a sexy British podcast?
No.
Like we both. Oh,
absolutely not.
I think it'd be so fun.
It would be fun, but it would be me going, don't have sex with them. Don't do it. Stay safe. Use
maybe
a condom.
We do need to hear
be
that.
A mother.
I think we should probably. I think we need to hear
I would do yours, more. But I am the least sexually adventurous. Like, I'm like Miss Vanilla, boring. Like, I'm the wrong person to ask to do a sex podcast.
What's like the sexiest thing you've ever done?
I would never even say it because I'm too English.
What? Tell us.
I don't know. Nothing. Like, let my husband have sex with me.
That's a good one, though. And lucky for him.
Lucky Jim. Lucky Jim.
While I'm not sexually attracted to, like, women per se, I am sexually attracted to your blow dry, and I always have been. I don't think I'll ever stop.
Thanks.
Like, you wear your hair so good.
Thank you. That's like the ultimate compliment.
Every time I love your styling. I can't get over
my
it.
My hair wears me. And I had the ultimate compliment. I went to a party for British Beauty Week a few weeks ago and I walked in and Sam McKnight was there.
I love Sam.
Sam is the best. And Sam went, who did your hair? Did you do it yourself? You did it yourself, didn't you? And I went, yeah. And he went, fucking great. Did you use my product? I went, yes. The styling, like the mousse. He went, okay, great. And then he twirled and then he disappeared. And I was like, I'm living the dream.
I love him.
I'm living the dream.
So
Sam McKnight's a different level of legend.
He got Pretty Curious
on
the... We had got no press on Pretty Curious until we had Sam McKnight on and he told us about Princess Diana and then People Magazine said, yes, honey, we will write that up.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I was like, oh my God, thanks, people.
What
thanks,
did he
Sam.
Tell you? Because I didn't hear his... What did he tell you about Diana?
Okay, literally, he did her hair for 7 years.
No, I know.
And then he just told us all about, like... He was just telling us about her and... Like, he was doing her hair, like, all the way until, like, her passing.
Yeah.
And that just was crazy. And I think the thing that got the press was, is he was, I was like, is that surreal for you? Like, watching, like, all of these other people, like, try to play her and, like, all these, like, films and, like, series that have come out lately. And then he was saying, like, who he felt, like, really nailed it.
And who did he think nailed
like,
it?
Didn't. The most recent season of The Crown, I believe.
Elizabeth.
DeBecky. He said that she was the best. But then I think he said Kristen Stewart had like essences of her, but that really the DeBecky, what's her first name again?
Elizabeth, I think.
Yeah, he said that she, unless, I hope I'm not quoting that wrong, but I think that's what he said.
We'll double check.
But I was way more obsessed with like just every like hair thing, but the press was obviously like all about,
Diana. And
I
knew
he's
that.
He's just so incredible.
And when I interviewed him for the pod, and I didn't want to go too hard on the Diana road, because also I feel with him and with Mary Greenwell, who was his compatriot and did the makeup, I think if you go too much on Diana, it's not about them. It's almost like I'm just here on the Diana dollar and I didn't really want that. You know, it's like, so I said to him, talking about the supermodels, because of course he did that whole era.
And I went into that too. Yeah. That's like,
And I just had this moment to camera where I said to Sam McKnight, I just said, you know, was there one model that came in and you said immediately, this is a fucking supermodel. And he didn't break. He turned to camera and he just went, Naomi. And I was like, oh, money shot. Because you could just tell he was just like, Naomi.
I think the other thing he said to me that I was obsessed with the most, which I just think is like life advice, which I feel like is good for this. He was just saying like, I never had to be the one that was like the most known or the most, like, you know, talked about, mm-hmm. or like the most, like, popular in the room. I'm paraphrasing there because he didn't say popular. Yeah. But he said he kind of, his longevity he attributed to just kind of like, just consistency, resilience, and just like, you're known, but you don't have to be like up here all the time. Like, you can be, and that really stuck with me. Mm. And I respect him so much, and I just adore him.
He's lovely.
I want to meet him IRL. It's only been, like, on the Zoom.
Really? He's really lovely. And there's just an aura of, like, total chill.
Yes.
He has his garden. He has his house. He has his garden. He's obsessed with his garden. He's got this beautiful garden. He's a gardener. Like, as soon as spring happens, all of his flowers start coming out on his Insta. Like, he's just a dream.
I feel like you would be chill having done the caliber of person's hair who he's done. Because, like, nothing's going to ruffle your feathers after
this. Nothing is going to ruffle your feathers. Yeah. When you've done the people that he's done, everyone else must just be like, this is easy.
That is kind of how I felt, like, post doing Michelle Kwan's hair.
I knew you were going to say Michelle Kwan.
No, it's so true, but I was like,
obsession come from with Michelle Kwan? Give us the juice.
Good taste. Like, mostly just, like, really well-attuned taste to, like, perfect grace, athleticism, musical interpretation, but also, like, perfect jumping technique.
Ice skater, yes. For those who don't know.
Yes, the most decorated American figure skater of all time.
Okay, well done.
2-time Olympic medalist, mm-hmm. 5-time world champion.
I love that you know her stats more than you know your own.
96, 98, 2000, 2001, 2003. Here's a real fucking kicker, which I did accidentally tell her this in real life. And it makes me, when I think about things where I just, like, wake up at 3 a.m, I'm like,
did I say that?
Mm-hmm. You know how, like, in Tanya, they, mm-hmm. like, when the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, decided mm-hmm. in 92, they were like, oh, we could really up our money if we didn't have the Olympics on the same years.
Yeah.
You know, because they, yes. So then that's why winter got the double go of 92 and 94.
Right.
Had it gone the other way, mm-hmm. and if they would have done a double summer, so if summer would have gone 94, that would have put the next winter games in 96 in 2000, which Michelle won worlds that year by like 50,000 points. Like, it wasn't even a competition. Mm-hmm. So, like, in that world, theoretically, she could have been a 2-time Olympic gold medalist mm-hmm. versus, like, you know, good for Tara Lipinski and, like, good for Sarah Hughes. Yeah. Thank you. That's PTSD for me. Like,
because Michelle didn't win.
Yes. But she showed me how to celebrate your accomplishments with an Olympic silver medal, an Olympic bronze medal. Mm-hmm. Get out of my face, expectations of gold.
Yes.
5-time world champion. Like, yeah. And the truth is, Michelle, if you're watching, please skip forward 3 minutes. She got out skated those days.
Yeah.
She did. Like, those girls had the skates of their life.
Yeah.
On those days. Mm-hmm. They did.
They bought it.
They did. And, you know, she and Michelle.
Same as Simone Biles in this year's Olympics.
Well, that was, like, not really.
The odd one that she didn't win.
Oh, yes.
Was because everyone else really was just a different.
Well, Rebecca Andrade. But I feel like that was, like, a little, for me, different because Michelle. Simone has 50 fucking Olympic gold medals.
Mm.
Michelle has 50 world medals.
Wow.
But whatever. So, but I did say, I was like, oh, did you ever think about that? And she's like, no, but now I did. And I was like,
I'm sorry that I put that in your head.
We had to edit all that out. It makes you seem like a dumb bitch. Oh my God.
There are a few things in life that just keep on giving for $3.99 a month. A floppy fuel station sarnie, one small cup of bougie overpriced coffee. I don't think so. Or for the same price, you could be getting a month's worth of skincare insights and know-how from yours truly. A wealth of fresh, expertly written articles on all things skincare and beauty. From our free to download version for essential educational content to our elevated premium experience, the SkinRocks app will revolutionize how you shop and learn about skincare. Whether you're a novice building your first routine, an aficionado wanting deep scientific expertise, or someone looking for the inside scoop on beauty newness, it's all in one pocket-friendly place on the SkinRocks app. With simple-to-use functions that let you filter for your personal profile, save your favorite content, and explore a vast product library with ease, it's no wonder it's called the Google of skincare. Unlock a world of incredible premium content for just $3.99 a month, $34.99 a year, or get a special discount via the podcast with code CHPOD to get £10 off your annual subscription.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall,
Drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, let's go into beauty and skin.
Beauty. I can't wait to get into beauty.
Okay, beauty and skin. Okay, what is the first skincare or beauty product that you remember buying?
Bath and Body Works Peel Off Mask.
Oh, he's straight in there.
Yes.
Which one?
The peel off mask, that shea butter peel off mask where you like put it on, but then you like peeled it off.
When you're in the bath, or what's the point?
It's called like Bath and Body Works. Like, you know, bath, it's like not a
British
thing.
No, I know the brand, but it's not big in the UK, but I know the brand. But it was just a peel off mask. Didn't do anything in particular.
No, I was like 7. And I was like stealing dollars out of my mom and stepdad's like change jar to like go get lost at Bath and Body Works. Fair. And like buy stuff.
Fair.
But it was, and also like Juniper Breeze, like Freesia, like body
like
creams.
A washing detergent.
It was from there. But like Bath and Body Works just had me like hook, line, and sinker as a child.
And what about now?
Not as much.
Yeah. Now you're more likely to skip by and get something a bit more.
Yeah. But the fragrances are stunning. Like they are very like.
I like the
strong.
Christmassy stuff. Anything Christmassy and pine.
Yeah,
and
so
like,
that Juniper Breeze and Freesia was like gorgeous scents.
Mm.
In fact, I'm kind of longing for it now that I think about it.
Have you had any major disasters where you've just done like bad hair, bad skin, bad makeup, bad? Like mine is, I used to dye my hair black and crimp it and I was a goth. It lasted about 6 weeks and then I made my hair go back to normal.
Okay, well, here's something I'm currently going through that's not hair or makeup, but I didn't realize that you could wear like a full undergarment bodysuit that like wasn't just a Spanx that stopped here.
Mm.
And like whenever I gain weight, like I don't notice that I do. Like I'm just like, what? This looks amazing. Like I just like shove myself in there and just like I make it work. But I noticed someone was saying on TikTok like, oh, like your underwear lines are like always fucking visible of your Spanx. Like why don't you get like full body things? And I was saying to my stylist, I was like, there's like full body things. And she was like, yeah, girl, I tried to put you one in one like 3 years ago. And you're like, this is uncomfy. It's like, I don't like all these straps. And I was like, I don't want no more underwear lines. So like we got to get a full body thing. So now I've been FaceTiming her at like 7 a.m. like in my full, because I'm like, these hoes aren't even ready for me in a full body. So like it makes
so
me.
So now you have full body.
It's making me question my gender identity again, honestly, because it makes me feel like such a gorgeous woman, like in a full body suit. Just I'm giving like breasts, waist, fucking ass. Like I can take the bottom part and just like, so I can pee really easily. I'm just like, this is like so functional and amazing. Like I'm just obsessed with these. Like, so
with
I would
no
say
lines.
Like my Spanx has been my disaster for the last 2 years.
Got it.
Is the disaster.
Because you could see every line.
Yes.
Okay.
Facially.
Why is someone telling you that on TikTok and your stylist isn't pulling you up on it?
That's what she was trying to say. She was like, girl, I told you this 3 years ago. And like, you didn't want to wear the bodysuit. Like this is a you problem, not a me problem, which is so true. I feel like she did.
Okay.
But then sometimes I just don't listen.
To her.
No, Ali B, like, for the win, always, forever. She's like my only stylist I've ever worked with. Okay. I love her so much. She, like, I live and die and breathe for her. Okay. But I'm like a problem child. Like, you can tell me something 3 or 4 times that it's like, and I mean, Mark literally says this to me all the time. He'll tell me something 18 times, and then some stranger says it to me, and then I, like, hear it.
That's like all of my children. All of my children. No, it's actually really like my husband.
I don't know what that is.
Really like my husband. I'll just say something and he'll be like, and then someone else will say it. And I'll be like, I literally said this 3 fucking weeks ago. And you didn't, you either ignored me or didn't agree with me. He's like, no, you didn't. I'm like, yes, yes, Jim, I did. Yes, yes, I did. Let's imagine that Mark and all the animals are safe. The house is on fire. What are you going to save from your bathroom cabinet or your dresser or wherever you keep all of your best bits? What are you saving? What are you like, I would not want this to disappear?
Like, excluding, like, jewelry and bags.
Yes.
So only beauty stuff.
The Birkin is already in the car.
Okay, okay. So only beauty
full
stuff.
Full of jewelry.
Only beauty stuff.
Beauty.
Okay, well, all my Diptyque fragrances.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I'm especially obsessed right with those right now. Mm-hmm. Those have got me in a fucking chokehold. Mm-hmm. Skin Rocks Moisturizer. It's the two in the teal jar. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. Literally my favorite moisturizer, period.
Beautiful. Love that for you. You'll get the cleansing balm tomorrow morning.
Oh, is that new? Is it in the pink? Mm-hmm. The bright pink? Mm-hmm. That was your newest launch, right?
Yeah, we've got cream cleanser, we had gel cleanser, and now we've got a cleansing balm in a pot.
I love cleansing balm.
You're going to love her.
Yes, I can't wait. And now my body's distracted from thinking about it. Body-wise, Necessaire body serum.
Good shout. I like the eucalyptus body wash.
Ooh, that's gorgeous.
So fresh.
That's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And then I'm obsessed with Patrick Ta's cream blush, powder blush duo. Like the one really, in, like, really. The yes. And I like the really light pink one. I think it's like the most lightest pink one. I'm not wearing it today, but it's like, baby. And yeah, so Diptyque. That, and then also my automatic toothbrush.
That's a good show. We've never had a toothbrush, so well
done. I really
done.
Like my automatic toothbrush.
Yeah. So then you get good teeth, well done.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
And air dry cream, because I don't have to wear my hair curly.
You have to. What is your buy it for life product? What are you just never without? Something you've always had, always
okay, well, it's
gonna
kind
have.
Of newer for me, but I just, like, love it, and I do think it's going to be, it's the La Mer, like, the concentrate.
Okay. Serum.
Yes. I went to Bergdorf's the other day, and the lady was like, oh, they have their once a year, because I normally just get, like, the normal size one.
Oh, and they did the big.
They did the big, and I was like, oh, cool. Like, yeah, like, only once a year, let's do it. And I didn't look at the price tag, because I was like, how bad could it be? And I was like, I'm sure there's going to be, like, a little deal, because it's, like, so big. But then I got to the register, there was, like, 10 people behind me, and it was $1,000. And I was like, I didn't want them to know that I had a rough year, and so I was, like, going to put it, so I didn't. So I just bought it, but now I'm just taking really good care of it.
Oh, shit.
Here's my only note. I wish that, like, the dispenser thing, like, it's getting, like, crust on the outside. Like, so I wipe it down every time, because, like, this is my investment, and I want the applicator to stay, like, really, really clean. But I, like, I only wash my hands before I put it on my hand. Like, I'm so, like, obsessed with it.
No, you're just,
like,
being very, very careful, because she's not.
But I love her, and she smells really good.
Well, then my next question is, what's your favorite smell of a product?
Maybe that one, or, not to be selfish, but our Instant Recovery Serum scent.
Good smell.
I love that smell.
Good
smell. I want a, like, candle of it and a spray of it.
Yeah. Good smell. Okay. We're going to do quick fire.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I love rapid fire.
Ulta or CVS?
Ulta.
Bold eye or bold lip?
Eye.
Lipstick or lip gloss?
Gloss.
AM routine or PM routine?
Ooh. PM, because I just want to be done for the day.
Yeah, and just...
Yeah, but I love it in the morning too.
This is very UK specific, so depending on where the person is from is where they answer, but it's Space NK or Sephora.
Well, definitely Space NK in the United Kingdom, darling. But we're in both, actually. We're, like, ambidextrous there, but... Yeah. And I obviously love Sephora so much, but I do just have to say, Space NK, like, I almost get emotional when I think about it, because... With everything that we went through, like, they have just been, like, such huge supporters.
Yeah, and, like, they were. Just, I spoke to them while it was all going on, and they were just like, we're in, whatever. They were totally supportive.
When people think about, like, pride and queer-founded brands, and, like, I've seen so much performative bullshit in my life.
Yeah.
And to me, and Sephora in the United States, I feel like this too.
Yeah.
Both of them, for everything that we went through, they have been so... there for us.
That's excellent.
And but it's not to, like, and, like, don't be mad at me, Sephora, because, like, you've been amazing, North America, you have, but Space NK, I mean, they kept us in, like, all door, never wavered,
yeah,
stayed promoting us.
That's Margaret. Stayed she
marketing
loves you.
Us. Well, I love her, and I just that just felt so unique and amazing.
She's getting a CW Achievers in December. I'm on her table. Oh, we love you, Maggie Mitchell.
We love you, Queen.
We love you, Maggie. Makeup brush or makeup sponge?
Ooh, I'm non-binary.
That is the best answer we've had.
Yeah. So, like, I obviously would do both.
Okay.
For different things.
City break or country escape? And let's pretend you're in the UK. UK. So we do Adele. You're going to be like Soho Farmhouse, or where are you going to go? Are you going to be in the city? Or are you going to go to the Cotswolds? I see you around a log fire in the Cotswolds with Mark and the animals.
I don't know. I want some chicken livers from Nando's.
Oh, we've got that coming up. We've got that coming up as a question.
I'm not well versed enough in British countryside to know.
Okay, so what about in the US?
I would rather go to like a beach, but I don't want to go to Brighton Beach. I think I'm a city girl.
Okay. You're a city girl with a terrible British accent.
Yeah.
I love you dearly, but no. Okay, shopping online or shopping in store?
In store.
I agree. Unless it's Zara, which we've all decided we're never shopping in.
No, we're never going
there. The fucking self-service can fuck off.
It's too much.
I don't work here.
It's too much.
Hire people. I'm not processing my own refund, you fucking asshole. It's called service. It's not a bad word. I'm a shop floor girl.
It's labor. They don't want to pay for it.
Like, I walk the floor and I'm like, where are your people? Why is no one helping me? What do you do? And this isn't me being a diva. This is me being a customer. Anyway, dogs or cats?
I literally can't answer that.
I know. I'm a cats girl, so.
I love both so much. I mean, I literally have 8.
I know. What have you got? What's the split?
3 dogs, 5 cats.
So you love cats. Great. Sweet or savory?
Sweet.
Really? What's your favorite dessert?
Cinnamon rolls.
God damn it. You need to tell me where to get one while we're in New York, because we keep looking and then we'll drive by and it'll be like Cinnabon, iced donut, something. And I'm like, shit, we can't stop. I need
Cinnabon is classic and gorgeous.
I need a cinnamon roll covered in icing in my life and in my mouth before we leave this city.
You know what? Oh, fuck. Okay. Let me think about it.
If you could organize that and organize it for tomorrow morning, that'd be great.
Oh, let me get that together.
Like Mark.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll be like, I'll do the guns with Mark. We'll perform for you. Heels or flats?
Heels.
What? No, I get it, but no. Comfort, flats.
I like comfortable, obviously, look at me, but I love a heel. They just make me feel pretty. No.
Shoes or bags?
Bags.
Bags. Every day.
Full bag.
Full bag.
All day, every day.
All day, every day.
Forever bags.
Night in or night out?
In.
In, yes.
I don't know why I almost said out. That was crazy.
No, you almost lost your mind. I would have reeled you in. Don't worry. I would have been like, no. You mean in. I'm calling Mark. You mean in.
Always in.
Okay. Nando's or Wagamama's?
Nando's.
What's your order?
I always like the ones with chicken livers.
I don't know if we do chicken livers.
They literally have like a fucking whole thing of chicken livers.
Pate. No.
No, like there's like 50 like chicken literal livers.
I don't.
Like little like liver ass bitches in there.
I have never seen
and
that.
And they're spicy
Nando's.
And they're so good.
Do you mean. No, do you mean like popcorn chicken?
I mean.
Google it, Liv.
Nando's sells literal spicy chicken livers. Tan taught me about it.
I've never seen this.
Sorry about it.
No, I'm learning from you, the American.
Yes.
Nando's chicken livers. Is it a thing?
Chicken livers have returned.
There you go, they've returned.
Though they never left as far as I knew.
They what?
From nandos.co.uk, chicken livers have returned.
They never left as far as I knew. They were only just like at select locations. Like, they didn't have all of them.
Because I've never seen them on the menu.
Tan taught me about it and I've like been addicted to them ever since.
Wow. Okay, well you're a Nando's
girl. They're so spicy and delicious.
Wow.
I know.
I'm shocked.
It's not even gross. It's like really good.
I mean, I think we should finish with Nando's chicken livers.
Yeah, they're really good.
Because we've got to film a chats with C, but I think we're going to do that tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So it's a bit more intimate. And we look like we've been hanging out all week because I'll be in different clothes.
Yeah, I love that. I love how... All right, thanks for having me.
JVN.
Was it unhinged? Was it cute? Are you glad we had this chat?
I am always glad that we have any chat. So thank you for coming.
Love you.
To see us while we are here. It has been an absolute unhinged, as always, with us two. Joy.
Oh, I love you so much.
What we haven't managed to put together yet is you, me, and Nicola, because I'm not sure the
world... We're in England.
I know, but I'm not sure the world could take it. I don't know.
I think the world can once it needs it.
Yeah.
Nicola would love you.
No, I know, Nicola. Like, we talk, but we sat opposite each other on the Eurostar and I said, we've got a mutual friend. And she went, have we? And she already followed me from her burner account. And she was like, oh, Jonathan. And that was it. We were talking about you for like 2 hours.
Nicola is literally the best person I think I've ever met.
She's just like delightful.
But like literally like an integrity filled ass gorgeous, trustworthy, funny. Fucking just like a good ass person who deserves like
everything
and even more. And I think she could become like the Taoiseach. How do they call the president of Ireland?
Taoiseach. Taoiseach.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus Christ.
She could totally be like president of fucking Ireland, NATO. Like when she, like she really could like president Grace Kelly vibes, like become that, like just solidify the acting.
Yeah. And then move over.
Yes. And then even maybe go back.
I can see that.
I don't think she wants to, but I think she could save the world. And I do wish that she was born in America only because then she could be the president.
You could run here.
No.
No.
I think I'm too much of a mess.
I think you're too real.
I'm so real.
I think you're too real.
Yeah. I smoke too much weed to be president.
Okay, great.
I have to be asleep by like 8:30.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
It's not going
to
work.
You're not going to be able to be up.
I bet it really gets cracking after 8:30.
Do you think in the White House?
Wow.
I mean, but you're going to be asleep in stones, so who cares?
Yeah, in my slippers.
And your slippers. Well, and all the animals.
And the animals.
All the animals. Thank you.
I love you.
What a pleasure.
What a pleasure.
As always.
Sorry, my British accent sucks. Love you.
Oh, I can talk about sex. That's just,
my British accent sucks.
I thought you said sorry about talking about sex.
No, never apologize for that.
No, that's why I was like, I don't mind talking about diva. Sex.
No.
That's fine. Have all the sex you want to have. I'm just tired. I'm 55.
How?
Tired with the grandchildren.
Your skin looks so good.
Good, thank
it
you.
It really does.
Oh, we're done. Okay, apparently we're done. We're taking pictures.
Thank you so much for listening. This brings us to the end of Glad We Had This Chat Takes New York. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed recording it. I'll see you soon, and I'll be back in New York soon. But until then, I'm glad we had this chat.
New episodes are available every Monday and Wednesday. Follow or subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.